Imagine Dragons has been a band that has been raising in popularity from last year to this year, and it is an American rock band. With every one of the band's albums, they have brought a new taste to music and meaning in the pop and rock world. Starting with their album Hear Me, which had hit songs like On Top of the World and Demons, they came onto the top charts, and now with their new album Smoke and Mirrors, they bring yet again a new meaning to rock and music. This album, Smoke and Mirrors, has been said to have a spiritual sound compared to other music distributed by this band. According to the songwriter of the band, Dan Reynolds, "I was feeling like I needed to wipe everything clean and start with something new." The album most definitely was a different type of album from most, and it begins with the song Shots. This song, Shots, has a specific meaning to the songwriter of the group. "According to Dan, I feel as though in my life forgiveness is the biggest thing. And it's sad to say, but I've hurt a lot of people in my life, and this is the way I want to apologize." The song has a deeper meaning compared to the other songs. The song is soft and gradually gets louder throughout. This shows the band members' feelings about forgiveness and needing to move on. It's a deep song with a sweet melody. This next song is called Gold. The song has a friction-like sound, especially when it comes to the beginning, when it seems to be breaking to begin, but it slowly becomes more smooth throughout the song. The song is stating the meaning of gold and how it affects people. The song is more dramatic and not so smooth, but rough on purpose. It brings a new type of music to the album and gives a new type of sound that the band would like to come across in the album. The next song is called I'm So Sorry. The song starts off with a soft sound and then becomes very loud, with a jarring sound starting in the chorus of the song. The song has an angry sound with the juxtaposition of a lyric of I'm So Sorry. It's one of the different songs in the album, but goes into the same theme of forgiveness in a different way. No sign, the roaring thunder stopped in cold to read. No time, I get mine and make no excuses, waste of precious breath. No time, the sun shines on everyone, love yourself to death. The next song playing is the name of the album, Smoke and Mirrors. This song was one they picked specifically to be the name because they all felt as though it was an important song, and it was one they all really enjoyed as well. Daniel Platzman, the drummer, says, "There's something about it we all felt was very special. The song definitely had a unique sound and also had a good meaning throughout." I Bet My Life is one of the most popular songs on the album. It's an upbeat song that starts off calm and gets louder when you get closer to the chorus. The song also shows the theme of forgiveness and how the band is going to bet their life on this person because of it. The song is thought-provoking in the way that it describes what they want to be forgiven for by means of betting their life on someone else. Well, I'm just a slave unto the night. Now remember when I told you that's the last you'll see of me. Remember when I broke it down to tears. I know I took the path that you would never want for me. I gave you hell through all. This next song is called Polaroid, and like the name of the song, the music kind of sounds like a camera working, especially in the beginning. The music the band uses gives a kind of feel for a Polaroid. The band is talking specifically in the song about how love can sometimes be a little fast, and how it's like a Polaroid because of it. This song has a different sound, and it is one that still goes into the same theme of forgiveness and redemption. Can't slow down, I'm a lone red rover. How did it come to this sound? Love is a Polaroid, oh, better in picture. Never can fill the void. Altogether, one of the main things shown through these songs have been the theme of redemption and forgiveness. The band seems to show different sides of forgiveness, and it also seems to show the different situations that come from forgiving. The album definitely was one that fit the demographic image Imagine Dragons falls under, but I especially love this one more than the others because it seems to be something more than just music. I liked how they came up with a good theme that many people deal with in life. Although some of the songs were a little sad for my taste, the songs were very thought-provoking and made you feel just a little bit when you listened to them. So in my opinion, I really liked it a lot. For WHJE, this has been Niharika Katrigata.